The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is Dr. King's holiday. Good morning, everyone. On a Monday, the 17th of January, 2022, I also will be working next hour. George Brockler is snowboarding with his son. Stefan is in the afternoon. I'm back here tomorrow morning at 5, targeting my next ski day, Thursday. Good morning, Monday weather. Sunny and warm at 58 degrees. More melt will take place. 54 Tuesday and Wednesday, chance for flurries and 36 degrees. A couple of side notes. On Friday, a longtime friend, David Allen, came on the radio show. And we were talking about the death of Jerome Robinson, legendary bull rider. And when I went to bull riding school, he was my teacher, quote unquote. And we remained friends. And Jerome passed away a week ago Sunday, came home from Madison Square Garden and had a heart attack. His wife found him. So yesterday, PBR was on TV and the Eagles game was awful. My grandson's like this big fan. So I watched PBR. I'm a big fan of bull riding, bull riders only. And they did a tribute to Jerome, and it was just special. It was really well done. I know a lot of folks would not have followed this, but he's worth, again, mentioning. We'll try and do a follow-up, but it was so powerfully and so well done, and guys were wearing tributes on their bucking vests, and it was great stuff. The other thing, of course, and we opened the show, we talked with Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch this morning about this guy who goes to the temple, goes to the shul in Texas, and does a hostage, and the FBI comes out and said it was just a coincidence. There's nobody else involved. And then the British cops arrest two more connected to it. And finally, the feds come out and said, well, it really was about them being Jews. And it was so mishandled. And the media kept talking about he was a British national. And it just shows it shines more. We can talk about that. Principally, this morning, we've talked about the strike, the King strike. And over the weekend, watching TV, I saw these television commercials that King's is running, and they're kind of urging you to walk across the strike line. Those are expensive. So if you really go back and read, the CEO of the company is making tonnage. Now, I begrudge no one anything in terms of money, but not when you're looking at something else. So as always, Billy Thorpe, who's the man with a plan, and I've been reading about this, and we've been talking about it. I can verify all of it. I don't want to beat this thing up, but the Kroger CEO, his name is Rodney McMullen, and he's making big time. I mean, I'm reading pieces from, this is May 2020. Kroger Company boosted the compensation of CEO Rodney McMullen by 21% last year. Boost also stock awards and the nation's largest operator, traditional supermarkets, doo-dah-doo-dah, but McMullen's pay, and again, add these up, is even more. He's the value of his pension plan is included. His pension rose $6.8 million. McMullen's pay skyrocketed 76% to 21.1. This is the next one. Rodney McMullen's 2020 compensation package jumped to $20.6 million. He got a $6.4 million raise. That's more than 45%. I'm sure these strikers are asking for 45%. And the typical workers' wages dropped 8.1% in buying power in 2020, and Kroger hired tens of thousands of new workers to handle the additional workload. Median pay at Kroger slid more from than 2,000 and again, they were talking about slid more than $2,000. The average pay was $24,617. And this spring, Kroger said, and again, one more, and then I'll add something else to that, and then we'll go back to the phones. Kroger Company beefs up bonus for highest paid bosses, and this is dated 11. The bonus pool was an extra deep at Kroger's this year. The company's highest paid boss divvied up $7.5 million cash awards for strong performance. Kroger Company CEO Rodney McMullen received a 19% raise. This is his last raise to $11.7 million, including $2.7 million in bonuses, greater seven and a half times greater than last year. All right. So then they're doing a stock buyback. And Kroger's stock, they raised $1 billion to buy back their stock. Well, why? Well, because if you understand or you read the notion of the firm, and you study economics, you know, there are all the different fields and schools. But if you study the notion of a firm, it's predicated oftentimes on its stock performance. And if you give good stock performance, good dividends to the stockholders, then they love you and give you. And so that's how it works. Greed is good. Remember that. So Kroger's is now buying back $1 billion worth of its stock. It controls it. Now, I have no bitch with any of that, except I also over the weekend went back and read the labor issues, and they don't shine. And the last labor strike, a grocery strike in Colorado, was in 1966. And union workers hit the pickets for 44 days. Now, remind you, it hasn't even been a week yet. 44 days. It's like talking about COVID. When the Spanish flu, 100 years ago, the Spanish flu started in 1918. And there are some historians you read to say it lasted until 24. Other people say 26, where it becomes or goes back into the reservoir. So we're only at the beginning of the third year of this. But they had 44 days they hit the picket lines. And in the end, they received a 2% annual raise for 3 years, pensions and benefits. And that's it. And nothing has lived up to it. So now what? And 710 KNUS, would you cross the picket line? Did you cross the picket line? And all the things that go with it. So we have jammed up lines. We'll start with Paul on 3. Hey, Paul, you're on the show.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
So my default position originally was I'm not crossing the picket line. I'll try and learn more information about what this was all about. I've been shopping at my local King Supers for over 20 years. I love it there. No problem at all with them. But I didn't have enough information. So what I proceeded to do the other day, I drove into the parking lot there and just spent about a half hour talking to the picketers to get their perspective and really better understand, at least from what they know, about what this was about from their take on it. And so that was useful. Then I, later on when I went home, I went online, and I was happened to be able to find the actual, I think what King Supers called the, what Kroger called the last mm-hmm. best offer or yep. something like that. Anyway, I read through the whole, entire thing. And that shed some interesting light, particularly compared to what I was told from the picketers. So I got different information, not only different, but contrasting information. In fact, Kroger's was going to increase their contribution to insurance. They were mm-hmm. having sizable increases. The guy on the picket line said, you know, he's topped out in his position in the meat market, but in fact, they were changing the way they top out their positions and modifying it so people can
so
have
with full lines. What did you come to?
Well, I came to that I felt that Kroger was pretty reasonable for what I'm not going to micromanage.
No, I understand.
The agreement between the two parties, but what I found was they were very, very reasonable, and I had no problem with. No. I didn't think that there was a real need for a strike. This should be able to be negotiated out.
In the most recent proposal, the starting wage would be $16 or 13 cents above Denver's current minimum wage of $15.87. Now a full-time checker with 5 years experience is currently making 19. I'm going to jump off you because of the static, brother. I apologize, but wait a minute. May clear it up a little bit. Stay there. The current checker is making $19.51 an hour. That's less than $20 an hour in this economy. He then would get $1.50 raise this year, and he would be making 20, or she would be making $21.01. By 24, the same checker's wage will increase to $22.61. That's not a lot of money in this economy, but most clerk positions start at $18.56 a year and ratchet up between $21.56 to $26.20 by 2024, depending on your experience. So if you live in Denver, they say they need $5 or $6 more an hour to get them above $25 an hour, which they say then they can pay their rent and feed their families. Ground beef one of the clerks, ground beef is supposed to be the one meat I can get to feed my family because I can't afford steak. Ah, now I can't afford ground meat. You know, I angered up half the universe by saying, what would Jesus do? Because I get beat up by Jesus all the time. But where do you think Jesus, would Jesus cross the picket line?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but take a run at it. Take a guess.
You know what? I don't think Jesus would say that King Subris is responsible for someone.
All I ask you is, would he cross the picket line? That's all.
And I'm not playing that game. I'm changing
okay,
it up.
Okay, all right, fine.
Saying that King Supers is not responsible to assure that someone at a beginner, at a clerk level, cashier level, can feed an entire family. That's a beginner job.
This is not a beginner job. When a guy is making a checker with 5 years' experience.
That's not true.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm not disputing your facts.
Oh, I see.
I don't think that is I believe that is what I call a beginner job.
Hang on one second. Hold on there. This is a checker, full-time checker with with 5 years' experience. It's currently making $19.51 an hour. That's not a beginner job. That's not an open door job.
No. The fact that they're sitting in that job for 5 years does not change the fact that it's an entry level job.
No, it's not. A checker's not the
end. I disagree with you.
Well, then tell me, the entry level job would be pushing a mop or would be cleaning up the warehouse or stocking.
No.
I see.
No, my son just started at an auto dealership at a beginner tech job. He does book rate, $20 an hour, but he also bought $12,000 worth of tools.
That's part of it, but this isn't about your son.
No, but it is about a beginner job.
No, it's not about your... Listen, these are people that have worked there for 15, 20 years.
That's their choice.
All right.
That's their career choice.
I see. All right, okay.
Listen, when I spoke to this clerk in the meat department, he was topped out at a little over 18 an hour. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to have another path to increase some of that. And I said, what are you doing if you're topped out there and you feel a need to make more money? What are you doing to increase your ability to be of more value to the company, maybe in a management position, et cetera, et cetera? And they said, well, they only have so many management positions here. I said, I understand. Well, maybe you don't work for that company.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact, if you want to sit in that job, you're...
Paul?
Just can't keep going up.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
Okay, and so are you in the union?
No.
All right. Were you ever in the union?
Yes.
And did the union?
Not the electrician's union, but when I was much younger, I was in a union.
Did the union help you?
No, not at all. They were actually like a company union.
That's different. That's a house union. That's different, Boogie.
It was a union. No, it was for Sutherland Corporation. I worked there, and it was a horrible experience.
But there are in-house unions, and that's not what I'm talking about.
I don't have any problem with unions. I just don't think there's a legitimate case.
Would you cross the picket line to shop?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, we did so. Yeah, my family did so yesterday, and originally I wasn't going to. After the research...
What do you do with these guys who are rocking up, you know, really hundreds of millions in bonuses and money, and these guys can't get $2 an hour? Is there any breakaway for you there?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Senior management, their salaries are not connected at all.
Oh, sure,
the operational.
No, that isn't true either. That's not true.
No, I disagree. The fact that they're...
You would be okay with...
What do you make of the union executives having a $20,000 stadium?
That was always what they said about the guys who headed the unions, Johnny Lewis.
I don't think it matters.
Listen,
let me...
Of course it matters. It matters to you.
I don't care.
All right, take the last comment.
I don't care. I don't care about the union execs having a $20,000 box seat at the Broncos Stadium.
Do they?
What do I care about?
Hold on. Whoa, 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 Paul. Paul, which union exec has the Bronco box seat?
Well, I've read the name. I'm driving. I don't have the freaking
for
name.
What union? What union is that?
For the King Supers Union.
Check on that, Bill. I don't believe it's true, but you might have heard it someplace. You say that wait. I don't. Let me finish. Get my question out. The head of the team, yeah. the head of the food workers union number 7, has a box at the Broncos.
One of those executives, I'm assuming at this point, because I'm not reading
which
it right
one?
In front of me at this moment.
Which one?
Has that. It's for the King Soup. You know, this is the same union that also represents Safeway. And by the way, the union extended the Safeway and one of the other stores.
Okay, all
right. Their contract.
You know,
they didn't extend King Super contract. Why is that?
Well, once again, when union strike, like what used to be back with the big three auto workers, they took turns doing it. That's a gimmick of the union to win.
Right.
But it's a winning look. When General Motors is selling, let me finish, would you? When Chevrolet is selling lots of cars, Ford wants to sell cars. If you strike Ford and they're not selling cars, you're more apt to make a deal. Listen, I'm going to check on that Bronco box thing. All right, let's go to John on the radio show. John, good morning, 710 KNUS. It is a Monday.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
I love your show. This is so amazing. It's entertaining. Some days I can't tell if you're Phil Hendry or Pete Boyle.
I'm Pete Boyle's brother. Don't ever think I'm not.
No. But I, when you opened the hour, you were speaking to the choir, because I personally feel like, you know, the CEO.
Well, that last guy wasn't singing in the choir, my boy.
No, he wasn't. And I loved it. But, you know, the CEO is beholden to the stockholder.
Absolutely.
He doesn't care about the employees. There's no way that he can. Look, I was in a union off and on for over 30 years in my career, and I got to see the best and the worst of it. And I can tell you, at one point in my life, I was a scab. I did cross a picket line because I had a family and a house and a car payment. And I had to cross because there were no other jobs in my profession.
I understand.
And so I crossed, and I think this would have been in 1983. They paid me a whole $10.80 to make sure that, you know, your airplane was safe.
Sure.
I've talked to you before about this stuff a little bit, but I'm that once a week caller. But I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And I think at this point, the people at King Supers, do I respect them for going on strike? I absolutely do, simply because the CEO should not be allowed to make $20 million while they want a dollar an hour raise and maybe their insurance to be cheap.
And therein lies the rub. And it's like, it isn't like, and I was talking about Z theory in Japan, where if you read Japanese Z, it's called Z, you can Google it and read it. At Honda or whomever, from the CEO to the guy with the broom, if you have an economic downturn, everybody takes a cut, and they don't fire people, they don't lay people off, and they have no problems that we're talking about. It's percentage. So the CEO makes like 8 bazillion yen, he takes the same percentage cut as the guy with the broom. They also have, I mean, you know, there's all these wraps on them, but these guys, they own resorts, and when the workers' vacation comes, they totally take care of them. But it's a different culture. The Japanese are different. It's family in terms of how they see their employment. There would be no CEO knocking down $157 million or whatever it is and having
don't you think that because of the CEO, God bless him, for leading you to this largesse and this prosperity that is available, that he would share it with the people that helped him get there?
Yeah.
They don't do that. He's beholden to the stockholder.
And
the employees are out of the picture. The bad part is, Pete, is that such a low percentage in the private sector belong to a union. That's
well, industrial unions in this country are things of the past, and
look in the government.
Well, again, local, state, and federal government, John.
How many of those people are represented by unions?
John, listen to me. Those are public sector unions. If you go back and read if you read FDR, he was opposed to that. That's why when Ronald Reagan broke PATCO, PATCO was a public sector union, and he endangered the PATCO union endangered everybody that flew in this country. Everybody, I mean, and so Reagan broke.
I know all about that one, Pete.
Well, Reagan broke the union. It was the smart thing to do. But he also, and I'm a fan of Cesar Chavez, he broke the farm workers. He broke the farm workers with the Becerra programs who allowed the illegals come in and break Cesar Chavez's union. They should have never done that. But
no,
it would have eliminated a lot of the illegal stuff that began. But Reagan was... it's the same thing of talking to Republicans going on a strike line. There was Bud Antel, there's Iceberg, there are these big growers. And the big growers helped fund Reagan's run for governor. So Reagan, but then he goes on to break PATCO. You had to break PATCO. If you hadn't broken PATCO, you endangered the lives of everybody that flew.
Well, and, it's not going to happen anymore.
No, it's not going to. You're right. But public sector, schools, you know, the teachers unions, that kind of stuff, I have no use for that. But these are because they're striking against the taxpayer. These are people striking against this guy that is the highest paid guy, got all these bonuses. And so, and again, like the last caller, he's going to cross. Other people are going to cross. This will be determined by who crosses the picket line. And if Kroger's feels it in their pocket, they'll be more apt to settle. If the workers, the strikers see that Kroger's is still making money, they're going to be more apt to settle. It gets down to who crosses the line.
Well, you know, and I looked it up this morning because I got up early and I was listening. And so I looked it up. Jimmy Hoffa Jimmy Hoffa Jr., he's still...
Head of the union.
Head of the union for the Teamsters. Yeah. But you know what his annual salary is?
Oh, it's probably staggering.
No, it's not. It's $400,000.
Yeah, well...
That's less than we pay Anthony Fauci.
Well,
and he represents 1.4 million Teamsters.
Front of Jesus. But again, perks and bennies. But Jimmy Jr., I'm a huge fan of his dad. And, you know, his dad's his dad. No, I do. I mean, I'm like, hey, you talk to those old Teamsters. They'll tell you, Jimmy Hoffa never lost a nickel. Jimmy Hoffa got us working late. Their bars where I grew up had Jimmy's picture behind a bar, but he was who he was, and he was mobbed up, but he did what he did, but he's Jimmy, and they murdered him for it. But, you know, Jimmy, I understand his kid has cleaned up a lot of stuff that was, especially because he knew who killed his dad. Good call. All right, man, 303-696-1971. I now regret having said, what would Jesus do? Man. I don't know. It's an interesting morning. The kinds of things that get said to the show. All right, are you tired of living with chronic pain, knee pain, and joint pain? Listen carefully because there's new treatments available here. I'm not talking about surgery or steroids getting on the gas. These are regenerative treatments from medical professionals at QC Kinetics. Spelled letter Q, letter C, and then capital K-I-N-E-T-I-X. QT Kinetics is the leader in these exciting biologic therapies that help restore and repair damaged tissue in your joints with lasting results. If you got a pain in your knees, your shoulders, your hip, your back, joint pain won't go away. You need to check out these new treatments. All I'm telling you to do is you owe yourself a try on. They have astonishing patient satisfaction reports. They can actually help your body restore and repair itself. No downtime, no drugs, and no surgery. If you're headed that way, for heaven's sakes, don't go through another year with that awful joint pain. Don't let them put you under the knife. Learn more. It's a gimme. Biological therapies are changing the way we think about dealing with joint pain. Call QC Kinetics now. A free one. It's a gimme. 303-900-8986. 303-900-8986. It's a free one. If you're hurting for certain, 303-900-8986. What does this say? The Billy the Wall this morning. In Japan, the CEO will grab a broom once in a while and humility to gain respect from the workers because the health and wealth of the company is more important than individuals. Wonderful. Thank you, Ken, from Ken in Denver. That's exactly what Z Theory is. All right, 303-696-1971, 710 KNUS. Lines are full, and good morning, everyone. It is 29 after the hour of 8 o'clock, Martin Luther King's holiday, Monday morning, the 17th of January. Beautiful day, 58 today and 54 tomorrow. I will continue taking the Brockler hour because George and his boy are snowboarding, and then I'm going to target a Thursday to go one more time. How much do you think those television commercials are that they're running to urge you to cross the strike line? It is really it's a showdown moment, 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles, and good morning. Twin Aspen Dental Center, its mission is to provide the highest quality oral health care for you and your family. They believe the best way to keep you healthy and prevent dental disease is before it begins. Doctors Richter and Dr. Snyder take care of many, many patients who come in. Restorative dental work like crowns and bridges and dental implants, and they firmly believe that preventative and proactive dental care is the best way to enjoy a healthy, natural smile for the longest time possible. They are terrific. Proactive preventative care will help you avoid expensive restorative treatments that may or may not be covered by your dental insurance. Take the first step towards keeping your great smile and getting a better smile. Schedule your appointment with this great team today. Twin Aspen Dental's brand-new office located on Stroh Road and Parker Road in Stroh in front of the Lehman Academy in Parker. Been there many times. They're terrific. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com for 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466. Do yourself a favor. 303-841-7466. Hate your dentist. Need a dentist. Need a new dentist. Despise your old dentist. Never been to the dentist. 303-841-7466. All right, we go to Bob on 2. Bob, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
I'm well.
You know, I was talking to Billy, and I said, you know, this reminds me how you always say about the crabs in the pot. And a lot of times I see that with human nature anyway. If somebody's going to get just a little bit more than what they think they're entitled to, they want to pull them back down. And I saw that back, I remember when UPS went on strike, oh, maybe 20 years ago. And I was taking my son to football practice. And all the parents were there and criticizing them about all they do is drive a truck and they drop off packages, not knowing how many they have to drop off and how many pickups they may have to make. But yet, they were excited that Joe Sackett got millions of dollar new contract. Yeah. And he was well needed. And he deserved every penny. Yeah. And I kind of thought to myself, people, we're talking about family, friends, neighbors, sure. People in our circle that want a couple of dollars more and want better insurance. Yeah. And yet, this man that's not anywhere in your circle, and you're saying he deserved every penny.
Well, and I think it gets back to something that happened here on Friday when George and I were together, and George mentioned Danny Kaplis, that Danny was in favor of the union. I said, well, of course. Danny grew up in the tradition. His old man's a Chicago cop. They're in the dailies. I mean, I grew up in the tradition. My children have not. I mean, we kind of sit and talk about it. But, you know, it's their tradition. You're absolutely right. I mean, when everybody's angry that I'm reading the amount of money that the head of King's has made, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter in the sense if you're that guy on the line. Now, the one guy played it down, but a full-time checker with 5 years of experience plus is currently making $19.51 an hour. That person would get $1.50 raise this year. By 2024, the same checker would be $22.61. Now, in today's economy, that's not a tremendous amount of money. Yeah. And you turn around, and I'm not telling people shouldn't be making money, but when you read about these bonuses and how much money and the stock buybacks and all the control that's taking place, that goes back to the initial struggle of why there's unions.
Yes, sir. And not only that, but prior, I remember late 70s, early 80s, I was making nearly $10 an hour. Mm-hmm. I was a young man of 19 years old, but, you know, that was considered a good man's wage. And I was happy to earn that, and I was happy with my job, but as time went on, a couple years later, I knew it was time to move on. But you know what, Pete? That job never increased over time.
No.
And I would imagine that same job is only paying maybe $16, $18 40 years later.
I was telling my kids, like, they roll their eyes, but I'm working in a mill, and guys would sit and say, if a man could bring home $100 a week, he had it made. $100, I mean, like, if your paycheck, and these were like, you know, union electricians working in a mill. If a man can make $100 a week, he had it made. And I remember thinking, boy, if you could bring home $100 a week, geez, you're rolling, right? You really got big bucks. Because it just wasn't. And I think the other thing, it's easy for the yuppie puppy to forget. And because they make money doing other things and they see themselves. But and this is why the Republican Party should go and help these people. This is the backbone. This is what happens. This is how it works. But again, I don't think I know they're not smart enough to go help.
Right.
And
I mean, the working man is a backbone of this country.
Of course he is.
And we've lost so much respect over the years. But, you know, I mean, it just sad when I hear neighbors of mine or family of mine, you know, criticize of, you know, oh, they don't deserve it or they don't work hard or,
But there's an like I said, it's an arrogance. The union culture has been lost. I don't know how this ends. Somebody asked, how's it going to end? It ends if Coloradans don't cross the picket line, and it ends if they cross the picket line.
On one
side, what they're hoping for, and when they're buying these ads on TV, and a light went on for me, and we're watching playoffs, and then I see a pro-Kings ad. And I'm thinking, how much did you spend? I mean, in the playoffs, that's an expensive buy to make. And they know, by the way, there's a big audience there to show it to them. That's right. Part of breaking the strike.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm with you. I mean, I don't have an answer, and it's a traditional.
No, I don't either.
Listen, you're a good call. Thank you for your time. One of my favorite people, Vladimir, my boy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Hey, 1981, I just started flying a couple of years before corporate, and we had to fly during the strike.
Mm-hmm.
But we flew what was called tower to tower. So you could fly a jet from Columbus, Ohio to Charleston, South Carolina, and never get above 10,000 feet.
That was Patco. That was Patco, right?
Yeah, Patco okay. Strike. And right. we burned lots of gas. But we really, most of the centers were closed. They didn't have...
I know.
Like the air traffic control centers were all closed up. That's where a lot of the employees were that went on strike.
Yeah.
And and another thing, right about that same time is when Continental struck. And then later on, United Airlines struck. And they still carry, pilots still carry a 78-page list of all the people, the scabs mm-hmm. that walked.
Vladimir, hang on. I got to follow the format because of Brockler, even though he's not here. Put you on hold, brother. Bring you right back. Turn us around, Billy. We'll come right back. We're on a George Brockler schedule. Without George Brockler, it's a Monday. Morning, everybody. On a Monday, the George Brockler hour would normally begin, but he's strapping on the board right now, and I got the next hour. George filled in for me on Thursday. Beautiful day, Dr. King's holiday, 58 will be the high, 54 tomorrow. American financing, if you're looking to save a little money, if you're looking into your home, it's true. Mortgage rates are incredibly low and home values are on the rise and means you can use your home to improve your financial situation. I know what to do. It's American financing. Here's how it works. Spend a few minutes talking to salary-based mortgage consultants, learning about custom loan options. There's more to a refi than a low rate. You can take out cash, pay off high-interest debt, shorten your term. It really is no pressure experience. It's focused on your goals and start as soon as you're going to skip a couple mortgage payments, close in as fast as 10 days, lock into a low rate before they're gone, pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. I trust them. You should as well. American Financing, make the call this morning. It's crazy not to. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Online, it's AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We go back to one of the great calls. It's Vladimir, who's a pilot, and we're talking about Patco. Okay, it's yours again, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, we. I think what the company did was work with the FAA to figure out route to go from Columbus, Ohio, where I was at the time, to our destinations and flying what was called tower en route. So you'd go from point to point to point, never getting above about 10,000 feet. And it was kind of zigzagging along just to get to, say, Charleston, South Carolina, or somewhere out west, or somewhere on the East Coast, New York. I mean, we flew everywhere for those two. It seemed like 3 or 4 months, but I think it was about 2.5 months.
What was one of the...
And,
I was going to say...
Yeah, we had a... go ahead, Peter.
You say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we sat down in a pilot meeting, and I guess they had already worked out the routes and everything. And then the guy said, okay, the company said, go ahead, do it. I had no choice, really. I was... Well, 2 years into the company, and I could have quit my job and gone to do something
I'm a Reagan fan, and the strike I think that Reagan broke was farm workers, which I don't I firmly believe he should have let the farm workers flourish. But breaking PATCO, and it was a public sector union, and endangered the safety, and that's why Reagan did what Reagan did. I mean, I supported him breaking PATCO.
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, we were flying in the weather before with a jet. We're flying at 35 up to 41,000 feet in this particular airplane. And now we're flying at 10,000 feet. Yeah. We're in the weather. We're in icing. We're in turbulence.
Oh, sure.
And it was the beginning of winter, or at least it was fall.
You know, and the idea
it was like August to October.
Just commerce alone and safety, and for them guys to have those guys to have tried to pull that stunt. Good to hear your voice, man. We're coming back. Everyone stay here. I will continue until the 10 o'clock. I will be George Brockler. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Are you shopping? On the weekends, people do a lot of grocery shopping. What did you do? Did you cross the line? Joe Biden's been president for a year and a British citizen. God, can you trust these people? 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Lines are open. Hold on. Here we go.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.